Italy's foreign minister today called on Tunisia's new government to immediately redeploy sea patrols to stop would-be immigrants from reaching Italy. Franco Frattini was speaking in the wake of the arrival over the last few days of around 5,000 people, most of them Tunisian, on the southern Italian island of Lampedusa. Italian officials have criticised the European Union for what they say is its failure to assist Italy with the recent influx. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton is in Tunisia for meetings with officials of the interim government set up after a month of deadly protests forced the president of 23 years into exile a month ago. Christopher Hein is head of the Italian Refugee Council. He spoke to Charles Collins about the issue.
More than 4,000 people that have arrived, almost all on the tiny island of Lampedusa. And the majority appear to be Tunisians, but not only Tunisians. It appears also that there are some people, refugees or migrants from the Horn of Africa and other sub-Saharan countries among them. So the situation in Lampedusa was, till yesterday, so that the existing reception center was closed, and the Italian government had said and announced that they did not want to reopen this center. But then my organization, the Italian Refugee Council, and other organizations pressed very hard, as from Friday last, to reopen immediately the center as a transit center for those arriving, so that they could have a first aid and a bed to sleep a night after the traumatic crossing over the sea, before being then shifted over, whether by air or by ship, to reception centers in southern Italy's regions.
What responsibilities does the Italian state have towards these refugees?
Well, it appears that most of them up to now have presented an asylum request, and that means that automatically the community and Italian rules on asylum and asylum procedure apply. That means that people have to be accepted into the asylum procedure and subsequently a case-by-case investigation on their individual situation, if they need or not international protection. This is, from the legal point of view, the situation for those, but we do not know yet how many that have not presented an asylum request. They could be dealt with as irregular arriving foreigners. Actually, I repeat, it appears that most, if not all of them, have presented an asylum request.
The Italian government is saying that this should also be a European issue, that they are, so to speak, being saddled with these refugees because of the closeness of the island to Tunisia itself. Is this something that Italy can handle on its own, or should it be a more European effort?
Myself and my organization, we believe that it is clearly a European co-responsibility, that Italy is affected just because of its geographical position, very close, in particular the island of Lampedusa, very close to the Tunisian coast. So it is not that the people are necessarily targeted on Italy, but they cross over the sea because it is the most narrow route to arrive. So there should be, of course, an sharing of responsibility and of burden, if you want so, with the European Union and with the other member states of the European Union. And Italy is pressing very hard to do so. But also it appears in a way that, so far it is not very clear if the responses given by the European Union are satisfactory or not. But it appears also that the European Commission had made an offer to assist Italy, which was initially rejected by Italy.
Practically, how would this European help be done? I mean, how can Europe help Italy in this regard? The refugees are landing on Italian territory, after all. What can Europe do?
There are various possibilities. It is foreseen in the European legislation that a member state can make a request to apply the so-called temporary protection in the case of mass arrival of displaced persons from a neighboring country. And this would then mean that through a council decision of the European Union, there would be a general responsibility in all member states, including financial support. This is one way which is foreseen under a EU directive 10 years ago of 2001. And it requires only a formal request by the Italian government to the European Commission. I would not say that this is the ideal solution because the temporary protection means that everybody would be at least temporarily admitted and assisted. And we are not very sure about really the need of all those who arrive if they are really in the necessity of obtaining protection. Would be to use the European Refugee Fund and the Reserve Fund in order to have financial burden sharing from the European Commission. And the third aspect would be that the so-called Dublin regulation, which means that Italy would be responsible for examining all these asylum requests, would be temporarily lifted. So that people who, for example, have already declared that they would go, like to go to France or to other European countries, that they can do so without being rejected or restituted to Italy.
And a final question. This is following political upheaval in Tunisia. There's been a lot of course, in Egypt upheaval. There's signs that it could spread. Should Europe be making plans for the possibility of more refugees coming from North Africa?
In my mind, these plans should have been done already a month ago, at least as a contingency plan. Of course, cannot exclude that also from Egypt there will be people crossing over the Mediterranean Sea, eventually to Greek islands or even to Italy. And we do not know, of course, yet the development in other Maghreb countries, in particular Algeria. But it is clear from past experiences, if there is some fundamental and sudden change in a neighboring country, almost necessarily this provokes for a certain period of time an exodus of people for various reasons.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.